At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only legendary Jay Pivak, who has attended many, many, many Final Fours in his day as a coach. Coach, thank you for joining us. When you're a coach, when you coached all those years, they allow you to buy tickets to go to the Final Four and if you want, and you traveled the country and saw many. What was the best Final Four that you ever saw?
UNLV beating Duke in Indianapolis, and I'm getting too old, Maxie. I can't remember the year. Indianapolis was one of the coach's favorites place because they've got a deli there called Shapiro's.
And that is how coaches judge. Where can I get good food, right?
Well, good food and libations.
Yes.
And don't kid yourself about that. You know, I'll tell you right now, on Bourbon Street right now, I wish I was there. I'd been there a few times. There was, I think I made 36 in a row, Maxie.
Wow.
And, you know, this year, just the luster, plus, you know, these big screen TVs, you know, I don't have one as big as you do at home, you know, the 84-incher, but it's still fun to watch on TV.
It is, man. So, Piv, let's break down this tournament this year. You got Duke in North Carolina, you got Kansas and Villanova, you've got ties to all of the above, but let's start with Duke in North Carolina. What does Mike Krzyzewski mean to basketball?
Well, he's literally the dean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in current times, everybody, of course, you know, the comparison's going to be Coach Wooden, and as it should be. But, I mean, this guy's done everything. And you know, I'm pulling hard for him because in the Pivak family pool, which I haven't won in 25 years, I've got Duke. But then I'm battling my youngest daughter. She's got Villanova.
Oof.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But I just think what he means to the game. And he gets a second chance here with sort of ending it, that North Carolina Duke game at Duke, you know, his farewell party. Yeah, it was almost like a funeral.
Yep.
And so now he gets that chance, and anybody that's paying attention, he's downplayed that, which is one of his strategies. You know, he's playing this to win a national title, not to play North Carolina.
Theo John transferred from Champlain Park to Marquette and went out there for his senior year. His stats weren't that good, but he made a difference in a couple of the games that I watched. What do you see from him?
You know what? Theo is he'll be a big difference tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that comes off the bench. He's big and strong, and he's physical. I mean, he's not, you know, it comes down to how the games are going to be officiated. And if it gets rough and tough, you know, that's the kind of game that Theo likes to play, and he pushes and he shoves legally most times.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just going to depend. I mean, I'm really happy to see the success he's had.
Now, when you're a coach, how long into a game does it take you to figure out, okay, they're going to let us play or they're not going to let us play? How many minutes before you go, okay, now we got to go to this game plan?
Not many. And, you know, you'll see it you know, as they pan the sidelines, all of a sudden there's going to be the look of, okay, this is how it's played. And the players, more importantly, have been told, okay, you're going to know quickly what you can and cannot do. Hey, it's a tough, tough game to work. I don't envy those guys, you know, that work the games. I think it's impossible to get it right, and they do the best job that they can. It's just too physical.
Yeah, and but before a game, will a referee say to the coaches, "Hey, we're going to let them play tonight," or not?
No, you know they're gonna get a feel for it as the players will, and then everybody has to cooperate as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know the fans are the ones that don't want to see the stars sitting on the bench. You know, there's a lot of talk right now, a lot of talk. I wouldn't be surprised to see if it happens. Six fouls instead of five disqualification. And, you know, that may make sense, and it's strictly because of the fans. I think people want to see the best players. I know I want to see the best players on the floor. I know when I was coaching, I certainly wanted my best players on the floor.
When Kansas, over the years, you got to know Bill Self quite well, the head coach at Kansas. Of course, he was at Illinois before then, and you've known him for a number of different reasons over the years. And obviously, every year you look at, you know, Rock Chalk Jayhawks, and they're in the middle of it. Who is Bill Self, the coach, and what does he bring to this tournament?
Well, he's a player's coach. There's no question about it. I like Kansas. I got Kansas against Duke in my final game. You know, Bill's a guy that came up through the ranks. I mean, he was a graduate assistant, volunteered, you know, Oklahoma State, worked for Eddie Sutton. You know, his first head coaching job was at Oral Roberts. And you know, one of the reasons we know that, we had a lefty from Roosevelt High School, Eric Thompson, who played for Bill at Oral Roberts. But he lost 18 games in a row his first year.
Really?
And all of a sudden, you know, things just turned his way. You know, Oral Roberts to Tulsa, Tulsa to Illinois, and now the Hall of Famer at Kansas. He just continues to draw some of the best players in the nation. He's got outstanding coaching staff, really good guys. They all do. I mean, these are, you know, when you look at this and you say, well, you know, you got the Blue Bloods and you think North Carolina and Duke, hey, Kansas and Villanova, they're right there, man.
The transfer portal for guys like Bill Self, Mike Krzyzewski, they're all using it. Is this like fishing in a barrel for these guys? Because every good player, if you send an overture and says, you know, we need a four-man and you're the perfect fit, I would think if you're at any school short of that, would want to come to one of those colleges. Am I oversimplifying that?
No, and I think that one of the controversial points of this, you know, Dick Vitale came out this week and said, hey, he called it cheating.
Mm-hmm.
These things are done, Mike. I mean, kids know where they're going before they enter the portal.
Yeah, because you're not going to put yourself out there and then have to go with egg on your face back to your original coach, right? You better have a deal cut.
Yeah, and you know, there's two things that happen, and it's obvious. The high school senior right now that is a kid that can play at that level, at a Division I level, well, there's scholarships that are being used up by transfer guys. And then there's our programs. You know, my good friend Johnny Tower, you know, if he chooses to go to the portal, not sure what kind of guys he's going to get. You know, he's not going to get the Theo Johns of the world. You know, he's going
right.
to get lower-type players that he has to, okay, why did the kid leave?
Yep.
What was the reason the kid was leaving?
You know, and sometimes there's very good reasons, right?
Oh, a lot of times.
Coaching change, hey, you know, I just want to finish here, whatever.
There's that whole, if you're a 9th, 10th, 11th man at a major, you're a good player.
You're darn right.
You're not, you know what, if the coach is playing 6 or 7?
Yeah, you're out.
You want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I think the latest here in the Twin Cities, and congratulations to Lindsey and the Hall of Fame. But, you know, they've struggled a little bit with that. And the latest, what I've read, you know, this gal, Scalia, I think is her name, she's leaving.
Yeah.
And her dad said she wants to play for, you know, a winner. Well, you know, there's also that part of me that says, if you're that good, can't you make the Gophers or whatever team you're with a winner?
Mm-hmm.
That's not criticism, but kids, all of these kids are stars. There's not one of them that wasn't a star. And now all of a sudden they come in and maybe things aren't working the way they want. In the old days, and I'm talking, you know, 3-4 years ago old days, they were basically forced to stay because if they transferred, Mike, as you know, they had to sit. Now a kid can I'm convinced it's prearranged in many of these cases. knows that they're going to come in, that there's going to be a spot for them, and that they're going to use them in a rotation.
Oh, yeah, that's one AAU coach's phone call, and you got that thing figured out. You know how that game is played. You don't have to get anybody involved.
I have no idea how that works.
Okay, Jay Wright, Villanova. Obviously, a lot of success. He practiced at your facility, I think, one year when he was here. Did you get to spend any time or observe him?
Yeah. They, you know, we opened on 15th and Hennepin. We opened the gym to all those teams whenever they had a regional or the Final Four, and we were fortunate to have the big boys come in, and they were very gracious to us. They let our kids watch workouts. You know, here's a guy, not understating, he's a blue blood. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. This guy's got as many wins as anybody does. And his teams are well coached. Now, you know, they're down. It's next man up. I mean, they lost a starter, and a kid, this Martin kid, is, you know, he's important to them. But I don't think that's going to be a factor, because there's somebody waiting in the wings that's going to say, I got it. Next man up.
Yep. Jay Pivak, a few years ago, the Final Four was here, and it lacked star power, so to speak. You know, it didn't have the lottery picks and all that. And yet, Virginia and Texas Tech had compelling teams because of the way they played the game. Has that evolved some in college basketball, where there's a kind of a new appreciation that says, we understand a lot of guys are going to be in the NBA when they're 19, 20 years old, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be great basketball played?
I think this year, especially post-COVID and what has happened, I think everybody is truly excited. I mean, if you're watching at home, you're excited because fans are back. That's one. Two, you know, you've got the story of the true Cinderella story with St. Peter's this year and how far they went. Then you've got compelling stories. I mean, Hubert Davis, longtime assistant, came up through the ranks as a player and assistant, takes over for, you know, I'm talking about the top coach in the nation.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he's in the, you know, Roy's sitting there watching and Hubert's running his team to the Final Four.
And almost gets bounced by Baylor with a 25-point lead he loses.
It's one of those things that I think there's parity. It's fun to watch that there's parity. I think most people are excited that these four teams are in. But there's also that what if. What if one of the teams that, you know, shouldn't be there had gotten there? You know, people pull for those teams.
Yep. And we always like to have one. You know, St. Peter, give me Loyola in there, somebody just to mix it up a little bit. Kerwin Walton sitting out there from North Carolina, a great player at Hopkins. Technique-wise, I've watched him train. You would swear that he's an NBA player if you just watched him work out by himself. Is he the kind of guy, if you're Minnesota, that you're keeping an eye on and saying, hey, he's not getting time, but he's on a Final Four team and he's from here. Maybe there'll be a phone call by somebody, you know?
Well, You know, he could come home. I think that whatever discussions took place in terms of the transfer portal have already taken place. I don't have anything to tell you about that other than I'd love to see it because I'm a Gopher fan.
Yep.
You know, these guys, you know, Ben is definitely going to be scouring the transfer portal. And, you know, that's a hard task, Mike. I think there's over 1,000 kids in it.
Because you got to find out if they're good enough by looking at the tape. Then you got to find out what kind of kid they are, right?
Right, and then you have to find out if there's interest. I mean, you're not going to spend a lot of time on a kid that doesn't have an interest wanting to be in your program.
Yeah.
I think that's number one after you've evaluated them.
Yes. Last question. San Antonio, you've scouted for them over the years. They're trying to make a bid into the top 10 or whatever it is in the NBA and the new play-in games. The Timberwolves have struggled of late. You've watched them much. How far do they go? I keep looking at this, Piv, and even if they win the play-in game, I can't find a good matchup for them in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, they got a tough matchup tonight.
Yeah.
You know,
I love watching Denver play.
Yeah, Denver is well-coached, a good team. They got to get past, they're going to have to get past Denver one way or the other, as I see it. They're going to make the playoffs. I love what Finch is doing. Boy, they were really on a streak playing well. They were on all cylinders, and then bam, they just got destroyed the other night by two games ago. I mean, it was a whitewash.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, they got to be on all cylinders. And I think they're banged up. Not sure, but we'll see.
Yeah. How far did Eric Curry go in the tournament? I didn't find out.
He made it to the 16, didn't make Elite Eight. Man, he had a great year.
That's and of a great year.
He's a good friend of yours, and he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guys work their rear ends off.
Yep.
And it's a hard job.
It's a hard job. You're traveling by yourself, and you're on the road. And, you know, I do believe, though, early on in his career, Dark Star and I talked on the radio one night about him taking more of a 45-degree angle to stay ahead to get to the baseline. And I thought if there was one thing that kind of turned him, it was that. You agree?
You know what? I'm not touching that. He might be listening.
All right, buddy. Great to visit with you always. Thank you for your insights. Appreciate you very much.
March Madness, it's here. It's here right now. Good to talk to you, Maxie.
You too. Jay Pivak, the one and only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.